This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the country. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, to all our National Guard units that are poised in the hurricane-affected areas here in the southeastern part of the U.S. We got your six, and wish you the very best, and Godspeed. And to our first responders, many of whom who are here again to respond to the hurricane, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And here she is, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
What is going on that the report has come out again about James Comey, who sought evidence from Donald Trump in 2017 in a meeting, and then we hear right after that, back-to-back, that Devin Nunes is saying that Comey is not in the clear, even if the DOJ wasn't prosecuting him right now.
This is really not new, but it's by any stretch. But what is happening is that Devin Nunes is taking this IG report that came out last week on Comey and saying that when there was a pre-meeting before they all went over to Trump Tower to advise the president of essentially the dossier. They didn't even use the word dossier. They just said material. So it was a meeting with somewhat of a setup. And so what Devin Nunes is saying is that Comey was operating as almost kind of a covert agent himself of the Crossfire campaign. The Crossfire, what was it called?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, okay.
So what he's really saying is that when they met before, all these people met before they actually went into Trump Tower, including Clapper and Comey and Rogers. And they had this whole thing kind of set up, and they went over to the meeting. Everybody left the meeting except for Comey. Comey had the one-on-one with Trump, talking about this material was out there in the press about his Russian visit and his Russia this and Russia that. And then apparently Trump really didn't take the bait, as I think Comey thought that he might, and then got back into in the government vehicle and handed a secure laptop. So that is where they're saying that he was really, they were really, he was acting as a covert agent of Crossfire Hurricane.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, it kind of sounds like it to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is where we are. I don't know that I can deny the conclusion that Nunes has come up with, because I mean, the House did their own investigation, and then you compare it to what the IG report says, and you know, the picture becomes a little bit more clear.
By the way, there's a story that just popped out here from a Wall Street Journal. I'm looking at it. I think you've seen it. The Hong Kong leader, Carrie Lam, is going to withdraw the China extradition bill. If that's true, that's amazing.
Withdraw from it. Now, that's going to cause some, that's going to be good for the protests that are going on in Hong Kong, but that's not going to be good when it comes to China. So I suspect if she does carry through with this, that things could escalate with China in a very swift fashion.
Okay, and folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for her daily sit reps, get her information as she puts it together and sends it out, and you'll know what's going on as it happens here. Now, what is this, and we won't have time to explain all of this, the Ayman Ali compound?
The Iranian Quds Force has set up a formal military base in Syria. That's what it's called.
Uh-huh. Well, it'll be there just in time for the tanker, won't it?
Well, it's already there. We're using some satellites over here, and we have seen this thing under construction. It's at the Syrian Iraq border, which means that I would say that Iraq knows quite a bit about it, too. I would be challenging the Baghdad government on this one. But apparently there are some precision-guided missiles could be housed at five of the new buildings, newly constructed buildings that are there, and they're surrounded by large mounds of dirt. There are 10 storehouses that are there. This could be this is one of the reasons that we can't leave Syria.
All righty. Hold that thought. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. And we've got Dan the Man on the line, too, here. We'll find out what's going on here in just a minute during the break. I'm coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, nobody should have to go it alone when you wind up defending yourself, because we all know the last person standing is the first person law enforcement is going to look at. And how would you like to wind up with a bill of, say, oh, I don't know, $50,000 you might have to pay to defend yourself because somebody gets it all wrong? Well, it's happened. It's happened. And to stop that from happening, you can become a member of the USCCA, because you will get, for just a few dollars a month, information about criminal and civil defense, as well as an access list to an extensive list of attorneys when you need to have them. Now, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link on the right tab, and boom, you got the info you need to have. Don't forget the free gun a day giveaway. When you click on that logo right there, it's going to pop right down in front of you. Sign up for it. Hopefully you get a chance to win it. We'll be able to announce you here on the program if you're one of our listeners. And also, if you join three different levels of membership, you get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. It's got plenty of stuff in there for you to feast your eyes upon. All right, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com USCCA logo link. Okay, back to Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to bring Dan, the man from Lafayette, Indiana, into the mix, because he's got something to say about this China withdrawal from the Chinese extradition bill, and he's got a little different insight on it. Okay, Dan, the man, go for it.
Okay. That bill, the extradition treaty, it's moot now. It's all about power. It's all about Hong Kong. Lam tried to resign, as he wouldn't let her. This is the time that they go into Hong Kong. They'll destroy it. This is the time the Chinese not only show their teeth, they do brute action. This is going to send a message to everybody in the Pacific that the Chinese are for real. We see what's happening with the tariffs. The tariffs, China's now figured out it doesn't need the United States to survive. And that's where we're at. A lot of those Hong Kong students are already in the interior. The ones that have been arrested, you can bet that they're out of Hong Kong and they're in China now. You know, 30 years ago it was Tiananmen. They crushed it. This might be a little more televised, but I think the Chinese are wetting their whistle for it. Because this is going to show the rest of the world what the Chinese can do. And I hear Americans go, well, it wouldn't look right on television. It wouldn't like this. But China would finally show its real power.
Right.
And I think the only thing the Chinese care about, the Chinese government, is the maintenance of the Chinese Communist Party.
Okay.
Hong Kong could be flattened as far as they are concerned.
Okay.
And Lam is pretty worse. She's just a figurehead right now. That's all she is. Z's running the show in Hong Kong. So that's all I wanted to
okay.
comment on.
Well, thanks very much, Dan. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again real soon. All right. Well, Denise, I heard what he said. What say you?
He's right. I mean, this is where Beijing is working to show its power, and they want to take Hong Kong back. And Lam is, she's in a tough situation. She says she didn't try and resign, or she wasn't going to resign. She kind of walked that one back. But, you know, she's not in an enviable position here at this point by any stretch. But I don't know. I don't think that these protests are going to go away, and I think that Beijing is going to, I would say, get a little more aggressive in their policing or their military might in Hong Kong.
No.
It's not going to look good to the rest of the world.
Okay, now, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. There was some news yesterday from the Pentagon that the government now, the Trump administration, had $3.6 billion of money that had been transferred from some of the construction fund money at the Pentagon for the president to use for the wall. Now, as a result, we also heard numbers being bannered about like 175 miles of wall projects where the walls need to be repaired or replaced, plus some little short projects here, there, and everywhere for the wall where there were gaps. So this is going to do a lot of good, apparently. A lot of good.
The Trump administration had the Pentagon designate where they could get this money. They came up with the $3.6 billion. The $3.6 billion then was essentially taken out of their accounts and on already earmarked projects, and said we can delay these for some time, and they put the $3.6 billion out there in suspension, because remember, we really didn't have a Secretary of Defense at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have Esper has formally signed off on it. And now you got some of these Democrats looking at their home districts and saying, well, you know, some of this, the Pentagon money was to come back into our district to do A, B, C, D, and E, and now they're mad about the fact that the money that was earmarked for military projects in their district is not going to happen, and it's going to do what they call the vanity wall project of Trump. So this is why they're so angry about it, because it has been formally signed off on by Secretary Esper.
Okay, well, that sounds like a personal problem. I mean, the wall, I believe, would take priority for the most part because we definitely are slowing down. And by the way, all the numbers I'm seeing is that there is a definite slowing down in the illegals coming into this country.
It slows down this a good bit anyway this time of year because of the heat, and it's so hot, and then it kind of picks up again when there's some weather relief. So I think some of it has been slowed down because of that, and others are because other reasons, because of Mexico is certainly helping. So, but I suspect that we're going to see some rising attempts at some rising numbers, probably September, late September, October.
Now, I've got some information coming out of Israel right now. This is the Times of Israel, the Daily Edition, just came out.
and says reports of Hezbollah missiles narrowly missed an armored car with five soldiers inside. Meanwhile, Israeli jets were airborne, ready to strike if the troops were hit. They weren't, so they just went on their way. But between Hamas and Hezbollah, there's a lot of stuff going on very quickly right now in the Middle East, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. That's why we have to, you know, we help Israel, and Israel helps us. But, I mean, we mostly help out Israel with, you know, support because they're right there and they can respond very quickly. If they got to go, you know, take out some kind of a site or a convoy or, you know, I would say ammunition, missile battery kind of thing.
Yeah, because they're going to keep monkeying around like this, and all of a sudden they are going to lose whatever it is they've got over there because Israel just won't put up with this. I mean, they never have. They never will.
No, but when it deals with Lebanon, Israel has been, it's kind of kept its distance, and now Israel's, Lebanon's coming closer into focus, and that could be.
Yeah. That's
another fuse.
And didn't Lebanon just back off the border and give all of that to Hezbollah to be on the border?
They've already been on the border. It's not that Lebanon backed off. I mean, Lebanon is Hezbollah.
Okay, because
for a long time.
That was a report that they had taken all their people, the Lebanese military, off when Hezbollah was on the border. That was a report I saw. Yesterday, and I believe I saw it last week, too.
Again, Hezbollah is essentially the government in Lebanon.
Okay, well, Mr. Prime Minister, UK Prime Minister Johnson, has vowed an election after his no-deal Brexit defeat. The vote was, I believe, 328 to 301 or something like that.
Yeah, now what's going to happen is that if he has an election, he may be electing himself right out of a prime minister job. So, I mean, Britain is in absolute chaos right now. And fascinatingly enough, it was Winston Churchill's grandson that changed parties and went from defying Boris Johnson. So, yeah, there are 21 lawmakers that kind of bailed out on Boris Johnson, and one of them just happened to be Winston Churchill's grandson. So
well,
things are more chaotic over in Britain than they are here, if that's even possible.
Huh. Okay, well, here comes the music, so I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there, sign up for all the great things that she does, and become a part of her entourage, her ever-growing entourage. All right, I'll be right back with more. Our next Military Veterans News Report coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People are describing the northern islands in the Bahamas as totally devastated. Hurricane Dorian left the islands of Abaco and Grand Bahama ravaged. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says the death toll has risen to 7, and that number will likely increase. He says search teams have fanned out across both of the islands.
Our priority at this time is search, rescue, and recovery.
The Red Cross says Dorian, which arrived earlier this week with 185 mile per hour sustained winds, has heavily damaged or destroyed nearly half the homes on both of the islands. Leah Head Rigby with the Bahamian Project flew over Abaco.
Looks like 90% of the homes are gone. I may have counted 50 roofs, maybe.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our Military and Veterans News Report number 2 of the morning here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where you can take your skills and put them to work and learn how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, you can make $50,000 to $60,000 a year. As such, listen to this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I know, guys and gals, that a lot of you that are coming out of high school are not headed off straight to college. A lot of you have gone through the vocational or technical schools that have been there to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay you full money to start with for what you're going to be learning to do. Now, when you get into the trades and their union trades like carpenters or plumbers or maybe a welder or perhaps something else along the line where it would be a union job, electricians, you're going to start out as an apprentice. You're going to get 80% of the starting salary. So in some cases, that's not even going to be close to what I'm about to tell you, because you could start out as an aviation maintenance tech taking those same skills, making at least $50,000 a year, maybe even $60,000 to start. And if you're one of the lucky few, you can make a six-figure salary right off the bat after the 14 months training that it takes to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., a suburb of Boston, the other one in Clearwater, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, and they just might be able to fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 per year or more. Now, check them out to find out more about them by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu with locations in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, if you don't want to check them out online by going to naa.edu, how about giving them a call and asking to take the tour at 800-659-2080? Give them a call and tell them you want to take the tour. 800-659-2080, the number. Make sure you also tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. 800-659-2080, and tell them you want to take the tour. Now, some interesting things that are transpiring here right now when it comes to the military. In the wake of the path of the storm coming up I-95, some military bases up there in Georgia and South Carolina, there have been mandatory evacuations in low-lying areas, mainly Fort Stewart in Georgia, Parris Island in South Carolina, and Beaufort in South Carolina. Those bases have been, areas of them have been evacuated in anticipation of what may or may not be coming their way. So there you go. And hopefully nothing great will happen up there. Now, the Army just got closer to ditching the M4 and SAW for a next-generation weapon. The Army announced on August the 29th that it had selected three companies to develop prototype weapons. Then they say it'll make it easier for ground pounders, as well as make them more lethal in future battles. Wow. By the way, did you hear about the aspiring West Point cadet who died in a cliff diving accident in the Catskills? What a shame. What a shame. Also, the United States Navy is promoting free and open Indo-Pacific exercises, the naval exercises going on. A senior U.S. naval officer underlined Washington's commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific as the United States on Monday launched its first joint naval exercise with the Association of Southeastern Asian Nations. That's the old CETO, in case you didn't know. By the way, the Navy is to update two dry docks to accommodate two of the Ford-class carriers. Only one of the Navy's 18 dry docks used for maintaining the nuclear-powered carrier fleet can support a Ford-class carrier. So they're going to be seeing to it they can do two at any one time. Now, when it comes to the Air Force and all the different things that they're doing, the Air Force is going to be training B-35 or B-2s with the Royal Air Force F-35s for the first time. The foreign fifth-generation fighter jets have integrated now with the U.S. stealth bombers. This was done in Europe. And congratulations and kudos to them for doing just that. By the way, retired Colonel Charlie Bach, the legendary test pilot who commanded the B-1's first flight, died at 93. Charlie Bach Jr., who piloted the first of the B-1 bombers as chief test pilot for Rockwell International Corporation in December 1974, died on August 22nd at Tahoe Forest Hospital in Nevada. That's over in Lake Tahoe, over by Reno. Also, 14 students graduated from the Air Force's pilot training NEXT program, including using virtual reality systems to teach aspiring aviators to fly. And some Brits graduated from the same class. Some Brits. The earlier report this month about the Air Force has opened up retraining opportunities for as many as 2,773 active duty airmen across its career field pass in fiscal year 2020. We'll see how all that works out. By the way, the Marines have augmented ship security with a Javelin as conflict has engulfed Yemen. The threat of a small boat or drone boat attacks may have been on the minds of Marines with the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit because they now have added some weaponry to their vessels off the coast of Yemen. Now, Marine infantrymen may soon be able to see through the floor of an MV-22 Osprey and track terrain features as they approach their attack objective with some brand new tactical glasses that will give the Marines a pilot's view of the battlefield. How about that for a switch? That sounds pretty good. I'd love to have the patent for that, wouldn't you? And we have a Navy veteran visiting all 50 states, including Gold Star families, to remember the fallen. For the first year, retired Navy Chief, Senior Chief Petty Officer Keith Sherman has been on a mission collecting stories about the fallen people that he knew the best, and their families. He's been doing that part of a personal mission, a retired former Navy Chief. And kudos to him for doing that. Kudos to him for doing that. By the way, did you hear about the hepatitis C and the report from the V8? Well, after curing hepatitis C in 100,000 vets, the VA is pushing for more medical breakthroughs. Following the recent milestone in curing the hepatitis C virus, the Department of Veterans Affairs is now focused on detecting liver disease prevalent amongst veterans that can persist even among patients who've taken the hepatitis cure drug. Now, the first ever test of the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System's ability to remotely fire an interceptor was deemed a success by the U.S. Missile Defense Agency. That's an improvement of things. That's a big improvement of things. All right. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as Chris Markowski will be calling in the Watchdog on Wall Street, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a lot more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, thank you very much. That's my buddy Wayne Allyn Root. He'll be on tonight. My first guest in the first two segments of the program, going to be talking to him about why on earth is he bringing Anthony Scaramucci on his program just so the two of them can have an argument back and forth. I don't really get that one. But this portion of my discussion with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain like I have, the arthritis pain that I have, plus having broken my back not once but twice in a line of duty, and my ankle replacement surgery, I'm telling you, it can be interesting sometimes. So if you've got pain, regardless of what the pain it happens to be, there might be some relief for you with Relief Factor, because you can try the 3-week quick start plan. It only costs $19.95, and you'll know by the end of the third week whether or not this all-natural product will take care of you. Now, I will tell you, it also reduces swelling if you've got problems with, like, your ankles and whatnot. It'll help you out, and your legs, for that matter. But the $19.95 3-week quick start program can be gotten by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And let me know how it works for you. I've gotten several hundred emails from folks that have told me that they thank me very much. They appreciate it. I've gotten a few that said it didn't work, but they appreciate the fact that at least they had an opportunity to try it. But it's about 99.5% to that 5%, 0.5% people are using it, and it's working fine. So relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski, who's battening down the hatches because Dorian is coming your way.
You think it's going to get up this far?
I don't think so. I think it's going to go up in the Chesapeake Bay and go inland.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that, you know, areas around South Carolina, like Charleston and whatnot, really could get kind of
beat
up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like they're going to get really wet. I'd be surprised if it comes all the way up here to Long Island, but we'll see.
Yeah, and if it does, it won't be what it's going to be down here because it's still a Cat 2, almost a Cat 3, and it's doing what it's doing. Now, let's talk about guns. First of all, Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, he wants a ban on magazines holding multiple bullets.
Joe just says stuff. He doesn't know really what he's saying at this point in time. He really doesn't. It's kind of like a gaffe a minute type of thing. You gotta look at some of the things that he says. It's kind of silly. It's like saying, hey, I'm gonna do away with, six packs of beer with multiple beers in them or something like that. I mean, I don't know what he's trying to get at right there, but, that's Joe. I expect more moving forward.
Well, here's another one for you. He suggested outlawing the same types of guns that his Secret Service protection uses to protect him.
Yeah, again, Joe's just talking to hear himself talk. You know, and it's he's just going to keep saying stuff. And yeah, nobody really calls him out on it except people on the right. You've actually even had, you know, people on the left come out and say that it doesn't matter what Joe says. I find it hard to believe that he's going to be there in the end.
Me too. So let's straighten out a story here that is in Newsmax right now. It's a front page. It's the number one story on Newsmax. It says, NRA says, quote, it's shameful for Walmart to end gun sales. Really?
They're not ending gun sales. That's just not accurate. They're not ending gun sales at all. They're stopping ammunition sales for what people like to call assault style rifles. It's not AR doesn't stand for assault rifle. It's the name of the company actually that came up with the gun.
Right.
But they don't want to sell the ammunition for those types of guns and handguns. They're going to stop selling that. Everything else as far as hunting shotguns. They're gonna continue to sell all of that stuff, and they said they're gonna focus more on, hunting equipment and whatnot. Now listen, you might not agree with it, I might not agree with it, but again, my business didn't have somebody come in and shoot up the place. If they feel at this point in time that that's what they want to do, I mean, that's their own business. You may not have to support it, but again, if they don't want to sell that type of ammunition anymore, whatever reason it may be, that's their choice. It's a free country. There are other places out there that will continue to sell, that ammunition, and they're major stores too, Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, so on and so forth. So it's not like you're not going to be able to have access to that ammunition. Walmart at this time, just after what happened, probably feels a little uncomfortable. But no, they're not going to stop selling guns and ammunition. That's just not true.
Okay, and I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is a website. Now, yesterday, the Defense Secretary Mark Esper signed off on the $3.6 billion military construction money to build the wall. We understand that this is going to build 175 miles of short sections of wall where the wall has either been damaged or it's missing or whatever. And this is quite a bit to help out there, I would think.
I don't know. I'm not buying it, Matt. As I continue to watch videos where people are walking around sections of wall. When this is all said and done, we're going to have all of, by the time the wall's built, we're going to have all of Central America living in the United States. And that's the rate we're going right now. The only thing that's been done so far is just said portions of wall fixed. That's it. That's it. People continue to stream across. You continue to see video after video, people walking up to the wall and then walking to the end of the wall and walking around the wall. So, again, this is the problem's not being solved by any stretch.
Now, are you... You're pretty well visible, right? People know your face. They've seen you around a lot, right?
I guess.
Well, wait till you hear where I'm going with this. Facebook is now going to open up its facial recognition technology for all users to use to be able to sign on to Facebook. Don't know how soon that's coming, but that's the headline.
It's kind of like your iPhone. Anybody who downloads, well, you have, I don't know if you have Apple iPhotos or Google Photos, that's all that artificial intelligence and learning technology. I mean, you could type into some of these pieces of software once it understands who's who and what's what. I can type in my son's name and it'll pull up all the pictures of my son because it actually recognizes it. It's kind of amazing technology, but the direction you're at. I got my phone right here. I don't type in the password anymore. I just look at it, and it opens the thing up. It's the direction everything's heading. It can be used for good, and it can be used for some creepy stuff, that's for sure.
Now, Beto O'Rourke is having a field day talking about closing loopholes with buying guns and this, that, and the other. And the report has come out about this Texas shooter who went out and killed a bunch of people in the Odessa, Texas area. The murders over the weekend, and apparently this Texas shooter bought this gun in a private sale.
Again, it has to be because he was rejected, if
right.
I'm not mistaken.
You're right.
Trying to buy it through legal channels.
You're right.
What do you do to stop something like that? I don't know. That's kind of like how drugs are bought through illegal channels, private sellers.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Very, very difficult thing to control. I don't know, where we go from here. Bad people are going to do bad things. But my shock in the situation in Texas is that I'm surprised that somebody didn't fire back in that state and take that guy out earlier. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's a classic example. Okay, the laws on the books worked in this situation. It prevented him from getting a gun through the normal channels. But what are you going to do when, someone tells you something illegal?
Now, yesterday the Dow plunged on weak factory data and trade frictions that were out there. Today I'm sitting right here looking at the futures, and here we are. Everything's in the green, significantly up from yesterday.
Yeah, it's like watching the U.S. Open, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. First it's up, then it's down.
Back and forth. Don't worry about it. It's again, get your financial plan done the right way, and don't worry about the day-to-day fluctuations of this thing.
All righty. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, and we appreciate you. And stay high and dry.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And, of course, Chris and I go back about 20 years. And when he first started on the radio, he and I were tag teaming each other. We were at the same radio station. And what was funny was we brought that radio station in Arbitron Radio, the first one they had, because the people were listening to both his show and then sticking around to listen to my show. So there you go. A lot of fun. All righty. I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We've got our buddy Colonel Jim Warshook coming on right after the top of the hour news. He'll be talking a lot of interesting stuff. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of...
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.